Phone Boy Speaks, episode 528, Games Telcos Play.
T-Mobile US is making lots of headlines for various reasons. Lately, it seems to be about their merger and acquisition activity, rumored activity, as it were. But they also did something interesting with the FCC recently. And it comes down to, the term commercially reasonable, which we hear in the packet inequality / net neutrality debate. What is commercially reasonable? And in this case, we're talking about data roaming, specifically when one carrier has to use another carrier's network and provide voice and data services, what are the rates that should be charged? And there was an order by the FCC some time ago that basically said that the carriers had to provide this service to one another on commercially reasonable terms. But of course, they didn't really define what commercially reasonable terms are. So let me lay out the argument. And you can actually read the entire PDF that T-Mobile submitted to the FCC asking for a declaratory ruling on this topic in the show notes. It comes down to the following. So in the U.S., there are two types of networks, two types of technology as far as voice services go. It's either GSM or CDMA. CDMA is used by Verizon and Sprint, and AT&T and T-Mobile use GSM. There are some smaller carriers that use one or the other, or sometimes both, but for the most part, you've got the four big carriers involved. And so in T-Mobile is the smaller of the carriers. It's number four, but in terms of area covered, it definitely has it has some holes, right? And so all carriers have roaming agreements because they don't have permission to have towers everywhere, and so sometimes to fill in the gaps, they negotiate roaming agreements. This has been done for many years, and it's a well established practice. It even happens internationally, right? So for example, T-Mobile US USA has no towers in other countries. They negotiate roaming agreements with one or more carriers, and because there's actual competition there, they're able to actually negotiate and get the best rate. Commercially reasonable works when there's actually competition. And this is the crux of the complaint, I think, from T-Mobile. If you're reading this, is that in areas where T-Mobile has competition, they're able to negotiate reasonable rates and do that. They're not able to do this in many areas of the United States because the only other GSM provider is, AT&T. And LTE, which all the carriers are now starting to use, isn't going to help because right now, for voice services, you need to be able to support the 2G and 3G. So that means using GSM or CDMA as appropriate for the voice calls. We're not seeing voice over LTE anytime soon. And once that's reasonable, then there might be some competition. So we're a ways away from being able to, everything being on the same type of technology, and therefore allowing roaming and being able to negotiate commercially reasonable roaming rates. Well, that's we're a ways away from that. So now, what T-Mobile's asking is, hey, what's commercially reasonable? Here's our logic, which is that in areas where there's competition, we can negotiate, much better rates than we can negotiate with AT&T, who basically holds a monopoly in certain areas and is, hiding, they're having a different definition of commercially reasonable. So now this is T-Mobile basically saying, telling the FCC, you need to define what commercially reasonable is so that we can have as a basis for a conversation with AT&T, or, probably what it'll end up being is future litigation involving the FCC, T-Mobile, and AT&T on what commercially reasonable roaming should be, or what AT&T is charging. And so this is, again, this comes up in the net neutrality debates because it's, we're talking about the peering agreement. So what is commercially reasonable? Well, how do we know that the rate that Comcast charged Netflix was commercially reasonable? Well, we have no basis for it. And so if we're going to be using this as the, in FCC things, right? I mean, because I think they used it in the different net neutrality things, that trial balloons that they floated. They need to define what commercially reasonable is. And again, the whole problem stems from the fact that there's that there's not enough competition, right? If there was more competition, commercially reasonable would work itself out. The fact that there's not enough competition means that we are, that we're in a situation where the government is being asked to play favorites here, and unfortunately, it seems to favor AT&T a lot more than it does T-Mobile, and so this is the situation we're in. So anyway, this is this is the games telcos play with each other, and this is when they can't win in the marketplace, they have to use they have to use government to try and equalize things. And I think T-Mobile's arguments are compelling in the sense that I understand why they're having this question, because in places where they can negotiate with more than one carrier, they're able to get better rates, and so they're trying to get the same thing from AT&T, but AT&T is of course doing what it's doing. So anyway, well, this is yet another thing in the T-Mobile saga that we'll track as the things progress.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.